and we had Bess on before the news time to catch up on what's happening in Woodna with Craig. Morning, Craig.
Morning, Keith.
What's happening with the Midwinter Arts event?
We've got a Woodna Winter Rainbow Escape. Its official name is now. We've had a gathering of artists and decided we're going to run a few events. So we're packaging them up together as an arts event. And now that it's cold and raining and everyone's inside and while sport's in full swing, we've got some arts activities as well.
That sounds absolutely sensational, because I'm looking at the list at the moment, the film Luby.
Now, Luby's an Archibald Prize winner, and it's very topical at the moment because the Archibald Prize has just been awarded. And in 1984, people will probably recall a portrait of Max Gillies. It's quite a famous portrait done by a chap called Keith Luby, who's still alive and still painting, and they've done a documentary on him, and he certainly pushed the boundaries in terms of the arts establishment and how he operates. And so they've done a documentary on this artist, and we've been fortunate enough to get a producer's screening of it next Thursday night here in Little Old Woodna. So they're touring it around the country, and it's been receiving very good reviews and packed audiences in the art schools around Australia. So you can take that one for what it is, but it's going to be a good night. And the Men's Shed are hosting it because it's we wanted a more intimate venue than the drafty old hall in Woodna, and so the Men's Shed are hosting that, and we're having a barbecue on from about 6:30, and then the producers are hopefully going to be there. They're based out of New South Wales. If the producers are locked out, then they'll be sending us the film, and we'll run the film anyway.
And then on Sunday the 27th, you've got the watercolour painting workshop.
Kidge Murphy is our artist in residence at the hall, and she's run a few of these workshops over the years, and she has got her second one for this year happening on Sunday, so next Sunday, not this Sunday, not the 20th, but the 27th, between 10 and 12. So for those who'd like to get into watercolour painting, know a little bit more about it and the techniques, it's $25 a session, and it's a subsidised session, and it's at the Woodna Memorial Hall for a 10 a.m. start. And contact council here, and or go and see Gidge direct at the hall, and get booked in. But we'll have some more details about being circulated on social media throughout the week.
And the Woodna Art and Wine Night with Ella Boylan, obviously some great food and live music. It's at Alicia's Cafe, I understand.
Alicia's Cafe, and it's gone. It's sold out. So it went in a flash. So now Ella Boylan is a very, very popular artist across the Eyre Peninsula, and has done some great workshops. Does these workshops around the peninsula, and put it up on at Alicia's on for the Friday night on the Friday the 9th of July, and it sold out in a matter of hours. So it's a great little... but if people can always go onto Alicia's website or the cafe's Facebook page and express interest if they're still interested in doing it, but it is actually sold out at the moment. So that's fantastic for both Ella and Woodna, and it's a great workshop night. A lot of laughter, a lot of wine, I think, so people will have a lot of fun at that night.
And there's an absolute mountain of stuff coming up in the week commencing the 12th of July. We'll make sure that we get the plugs out for that here on 5CC. And just to wrap up quickly, another Fiery Women's Workshop.
Another Fiery Women's Workshop, yeah. That's on the 15th and 16th of July in Woodna. So if you're a woman on the land or involved in agricultural activity and you want to know a little bit more about getting your fire plan into place and what to do in extreme fire danger, not that we're in it at the moment, but this is the time you do your planning and you do your training. There's a Fiery Women's Workshop. They've been run across the Eyre Peninsula over the years and extremely popular and extremely well received. It's a 2-day course and run by the CFS, and we're running one here in Woodna on the 15th and 16th. So for women who are interested in doing that, get onto the CFS website. The bookings are through the CFS website, or contact your local CFS brigade here in Woodna and express interest. We've also got some details here at council. If people can't find the details, just contact council here and we'll get you directed in the right direction for that activity. But it's an important one, and we actively encourage people who are interested to get involved.
Absolutely everything happening in Woodna this month. Thanks for touching base, Craig, and we'll have a chat again in a few weeks' time.
Thanks, Keith. Appreciate it.